Please rise. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first reading today is a familiar one to many of you. Some of you maybe have even already memorized Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And our second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and to the overseer of your souls. I'd like to ask you to turn in your chapel hymn books to hymn number 233. The song is, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I Shall Not Want," song 233. Bible says that the Lord is my shepherd. And Jesus would later tell his disciples, I am the good shepherd. Let's think today about what shepherds do and what sheep do. Two things that the psalm that we read tells us about shepherds. One is how the shepherds help the sheep to be comfortable. Let's think about that a little bit. The psalm says that the shepherd leads the sheep to the places where there's the green grass and the calm waters, right? Because that's what sheep eat. They eat grass and they drink water and they need the shepherd to lead them there and guide them there. Shepherds use all kinds of things to help their sheep. They use a staff like this, but the most important thing that the shepherd uses is his voice or her voice. Shepherds could be boys or girls, and oftentimes they were very young. David was probably very, very young when he began his work as a shepherd. Later, he would become the king of Israel, and he would remember his days as a shepherd and how he took care of the sheep. Now, one of his jobs as a shepherd was to help the sheep be comfortable and happy, well-fed, and well-watered. But his psalm also reminds us of something else that the shepherds had to do in those days. The shepherds had to lead the sheep even in times of unhappiness. And so David says in Psalm 23, that he leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes there were days when there was not enough rain, and so the shepherd had to find a new pasture and a new place where there could be water. And he would have to lead those sheep through some difficult places. Maybe there were lots of rocks and other obstacles. The sheep might have complained a little bit and wondered whether the shepherd was actually helping them or not. The shepherd, though, was always with them in those hard times. If the sheep didn't have water, then the shepherd didn't have water. And so David says that the Lord is with us, even when we go through the valley of the shadow of death. A shepherd helps the sheep to be happy, but the shepherd also helps the sheep when they're sad. Peter talks about that in the second lesson that I read. It gets even worse for the shepherd. Jesus, as our good shepherd, laid down his life for us. And just as we someday have to die because of sin, Jesus also died because of sin, because of our sins. Jesus suffered and died on the cross, and Peter says, he bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and to the overseer of your souls. Jesus, as our good shepherd, is concerned about our soul and our eternal life, and that we would be happy, but that we would also find comfort from him in his presence when we find ourselves in difficult times in our life, when things aren't going very well, and especially when we come to that time of life when we have to die. Jesus says, I am with you in that bad time. I'm with you in that valley. I've been there before. Jesus is our good shepherd. We're going to sing another song. This one is not in your songbook. Some of you maybe have remembered it from other times when we sang it. I just want to be a sheep, ba ba. And if you remember that song, you can just kind of join with me. If you don't remember it or if you haven't heard it before, it's easy to remember and easy to learn. It goes like this. First verse. I just want to be a sheep, ba ba, ba ba ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba ba, ba ba ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba ba, ba ba ba. Let's do that one more time. I just want to be a sheep, ba ba, ba ba.
ba ba. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I wrote another verse, and the teachers have to excuse my bad grammar, but musicians, they have permission to use bad grammar sometimes. It goes like this. I don't wanna be a goat, eh, 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 eh. Say that with me. I don't wanna be a goat, eh, 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 eh. I don't wanna be a goat, eh, 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 eh. Cause goats ain't got no hope. I don't wanna be a goat, eh, 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 eh. I just wanna be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just wanna be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just wanna be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I don't wanna be a Pharisee. I don't wanna be a Pharisee. Cause they ain't fair, you see. I don't wanna be a Pharisee. I just wanna be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just wanna be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just wanna be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Let's rise for our prayers. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. O Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the shepherd of our souls. Thank you that you lead us in your word and sacrament to those things that build us up and strengthen us through the forgiveness of our sins. And through the good teachings that you give us to lead us in the way that is healthy and a blessing, not only to ourselves, but to others. We thank you for helping us today, and we thank you for always being there to lead us and to guide us. But not just in the good times, we thank you that you also are always the shepherd of our souls to help us in times of unhappiness and sadness and pain and suffering, and even to the point of death. You are there to be our Savior and to deliver us from all evil. Thank you, Lord, and bless us to be your sheep and to always follow you in your footsteps. Gracious Lord, be with those who are suffering from the floods in our area here. We pray that you would help them protect their lives and restore what has been damaged. Bless us today in all of our schoolwork, in our play, in all of our activities together, that we would be your people, and you would be our God, our Lord, and our Savior. We ask all of these things in the name of the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And I lead not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Please remain standing and sing together our last hymn, hymn 81, Christ Be My Leader, hymn 81.
salvation in Jesus I reign.
You may be seated. There are no announcements today, but Mr. Voss has some special awards that he's going to share with us this morning.